NASA airborne data provide key information to help wildland firefighters.
This is a special series of Innovation Now, taking an inside look at how NASA puts Earth observations to work for you.
Phil Dennison is a remote sensing scientist at the University of Utah. Phil and his team have developed an application for a NASA sensor using detailed measurements to detect fire and calculate its temperature.
I'm working with a team of scientists using a sensor called the Airborne Visible Infrared Imaging Spectrometer, or AVRIS for short. This sensor measures hundreds of narrow wavelengths of light ranging from the visible all the way out into infrared wavelengths where the fires radiate lots of energy. AVRIS is flown on an aircraft that can spend hours circling over one fire, or during an outbreak of multiple fires, it can fly from fire to fire.
NASA personnel on board the aircraft make sure the measurements get beamed down in real time. The data is then quickly processed into an image that is posted on a website hosted by NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
Within 3 to 5 minutes, we can see a very vivid image that shows us areas of intense burning, areas of smoldering combustion, and get a good sense of which way the fire is spreading.
For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV. Visit us online at innovationnow.us.